Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's Carly on Blog Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark. It's September 11th. Wow. You know, I can't believe it's been 18 years. It doesn't seem like 18 years ago, but it has been 18 years. So, yeah, I just wanted to point that out. And tonight's guest is Kevin Brief, and he's been on, let's put it this way, people, he's been on everything. You know, I counted and I lost count, but basically, if you love a show, basically he's been on it, people. So let's welcome Kevin Brief. Hey, Kevin.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
No, it's true. I'm trying to count how many TV shows you've been on, and it's too many to count.
I tried to do all my fingers,
and then I lost count on my fingers. Then I tried to finish it on my toes, and I couldn't.
You need more legs.
Because so many, and I didn't realize this all the time we've been friends, that you are 9210 trice.
I was. I don't know. I think I'm one of the few people. I'm not sure how many. And we're talking about not the newest one, but the second newest one.
I mean, not the old one. The original one.
Yeah.
You were on Tyson one time, and then you were on for the Senior Director, too. So I found that very interesting because, you know, after all, 90210, was in the top, I don't know, five of my favorite show, so it's like, how was it back in the day with 90210? Because that, you know, so you're, you know, back, it's doing a reboot. Maybe I can get you on the reboot. I can try. So how was that?
Well, the first time I did it was with the original show, and it was a blast. My scene was with Luke Perry, Tori Spelling, and Jenny Garth. I played a mattress salesman, and they were on a scavenger hunt, and so I got to be in bed with Luke Perry. How many people get to say that, I guess? I know he recently passed away, and I can just tell you he was one of the nicest guys I've ever worked with, quite frankly. He was so welcoming on the set, and we just had a really good time. I was only there for one day, so it's not like we got to get to know each other all that well, but I really liked him. And the ladies were very nice too. They just took a little longer for them to warm up. But once they realized how funny and charming I was, they liked me too. I think they're just a little more standoffish than he was. But by the end of the day, we were all laughing, and it was a really fun scene. And it was just really happy day to work on that show and actually get to work with those folks too. That was exciting. And then fast forward, I don't know how many years, I'm afraid to say. And then they did the reboot called 90210. No Beverly Hills involved. And I had a smaller role in that. I was a pastor at a funeral. But I did feel really old because I was talking to the cast there, and I go, you know, I was on the first one. They went, oh my God, really? I forget how old that show was at the time. So I don't know how many people did it, but I bet there's not a whole bunch of us that have. Can say we were on both versions of 90210, and of course now the newest one I don't know anything about except that it's happening. That's my experience.
Well, I've been watching the reruns of 90210, and I saw you on there, and I had to rewind it. I'm like, wait, I know that face. And for about 3 minutes, it was bugging the heck out of me. I won't say the really word I was using in my head, but it was. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's Kevin. I'm like,
indeed.
Kevin got to work with Luke Perry, and then I was all jealous of you for about 5 minutes in my life because, you know, I totally love Luke, and, you know, I just thought you did a wonderful job on it. And then,
thank you.
You know, I remember you on Will and Grace, and let me tell you on Will and Grace was totally great. It was wonderful.
Yeah, one of my favorites. Yeah. It was such a great experience. I love the show, and it was a very nice role. And in that episode, I ended up getting to work with all four of them, and also Bobby Cannavale, who was playing Will's boyfriend for a while, and he was a cop, and I played his squad car partner, Ralph. So it was a fun week. You know, they were just all. You know, they were, once again, for the big stars and all the Emmy winning and stuff, they were very, very sweet and welcoming, and it was a really good experience. One other quick story about the first 90210 is that a friend of mine that was in France, that lived in France, was able to record it there. This is a long time ago, so it was kind of a unique thing at the time. So I have a copy of me speaking French in that episode. She copied it off on a VHS for me, which I can't play anywhere because I don't have a VHS player. But, you know, it's kind of fun seeing myself speak French. I didn't know I was so good at it. But, they, you know, because the French actors dubbed my voice, so it was kind of funny. If that's funny,
well,
I hope so.
I would like to back on...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I would like to back on Dave's, please.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone you want me to yell at, okay, no. If I yell at someone, you might not get the dog back. Okay, is there anyone you want me to, like, do anything? Because you were so good on Days of Our Life. And so if they are not going to use you on Days of Our Life, you know, I would be happy to try and get you a role on Young and the Restless, The Ace, because you haven't done those two. Oh, Bold and the Beautiful. But the problem is with Bold and the Beautiful.
I'm neither bold nor beautiful.
People only get to see you for like 18 minutes. So, you know, that's kind of out the window. But the other three I can try. But I really think, you know, you belong back on Days. And in my opinion. And
thank you.
You know, I just think he did a really good, outstanding job on there. And, you know, you need to go back to daytime, Kevin. Like,
I
tell all
you
the
know
guys
what?
That come on are not in daytime now, they need to come back just for me. So just for my sanity, I think you need to come back and do a little Trouble in Salem. Because, you know, you could really stir up trouble right now. I mean, the Trouble in Salem is Trouble in Salem times 20,000 is crazy. So, David said, you could play Sonny's associate, business associate, on General Hospital. And now that would be good to see you kind of with the mob. That would be good. You and Sonny could take down Julian. Okay. That I could live with.
I used to go to the same gym.
Yeah, and then...
same at the gym.
Yeah, and also, you know, do you have any new projects coming out before I ask you about anything Yes. Oh, you were on Young and the Restless. You were on
Young
and the Restless.
I did. Yeah, I've done.
On one day.
I just one day I played a bartender in a scene with Christoph.
Wait, Christoph?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin,
yeah.
You probably don't know
it's
this,
so sad.
But
heartbreaking that what happened to him, but you know,
well,
he was a child, I guess it really messes with you.
Well, he was my TV husband.
Oh, was he? Okay.
And we were really good friends. And so, how was booking with him? How was booking with my TV husband? Because, you know,
he couldn't stop talking about you, first of all. It was very nice. You know, once again, I was there for a day, so it's not like, and we actually were the first scenes up. So I think I was called at like 6 a.m., and I think I was done by like 9:30 a.m. So I was kind of in, we did my scenes, and then I was gone. But he was very cool. And the coolest thing I remember about him was as we were finishing up, I don't know if you guys know how the soap, you know, they shoot it, but you just kind of come in and you go to the scene and they call the scene, you just start working on it, and you don't really see a lot of people. You see the director, the guy you're working with, the cameraman. But he made a point. He said, has anybody come down from the booth, meaning the director or producer, and anybody come down and told you what a great job you did yet? I said, well, no, they haven't. Well, they should. I mean, you were really good. Thanks for being here. And then actually right after that, one of the producers came down and told me, you were really good. Thanks for being here. So, but it was really nice. I mean, you know, it's something. He's just, you know, a star of the show. He doesn't have to take time to chat with me, but it was very, very flattering, and it was very kind of him to say that to me. And
I'm so glad. I mean, of course, my TV husband will be sweet, so you know. But okay, since you were on Wine, now we just have to get you on Dental Hospital and Boarding
Beautiful.
You've been on all four soaps, but movies or any new TV shows coming up?
Well, first of all, the only soap I have not been on that's still on the air anyway is Bold and the Beautiful, because I did General Hospital, but way back when. It was one of my first jobs in town, and I had a scene with Luke and Laura. And I'll tell you, when it aired during the O.J. Simpson trial. That's how long ago it was. And we weren't sure. And if you remember back in those days, they were preempting everything for the Simpson trial and putting on the show like at midnight or 2 a.m. But it happened to be my day was the only day the network played the regular schedule. So I got to see mine on regular daytime. So that's a long time ago, but it was fun. It was a really fun job because I had a stunt double because they had a dog that had to attack my leg. Their dog, Lucky. I think his name is the dog. Yeah. Lucky attacked me.
Wait, no, Foster.
Yeah. Oh, the son was Lucky, right? Or the son was Lucky, and the dog was something. I don't remember. So that was kind of fun. So I just got to do Bold and the Beautiful. Then I'll have the whole set. But once again, I've had nice roles on days. I've had like two nice big roles that, you know, several episodes. My experiences on Young and the Restless and on General Hospital, both one day things. So. Certainly, they could have me back if they wanted to. As far as new stuff, it's already aired. You have to have Spectrum because it's on the Spectrum network. But I did an episode of a show called LA's Finest with Jessica Alba and Gabrielle Union starring in it. I haven't seen it because I don't have Spectrum, but they're doing their own original programming. So. That's on the air right now. It's running. The series is now airing on that network. There's my cat. Sorry about that. So that's the latest thing. I did do an episode of HBO's Barry, worked with Bill Hader, which was another great experience. Sadly, though, my role got cut before they made it to the air. It was very nice. The producers, one of the producers contacted me beforehand and let me know that they, due to time, they had to cut me out of the show, and it had nothing to do with my performance and all that lovely stuff they say, but I got to trust that that's the case, so I know how TV works. So if nothing else, I can maybe be on the show again, because no one's ever seen me. But those are my two most recent I think that's my two most recent credits. And yeah, I think that's it. Always.
Well,
I mean, I just thought, you know, just auditioned for. What did I just audition for? I'm forgetting. There's a show shooting in New Orleans starring Bryan Cranston. I just auditioned for that. I haven't heard anything yet. And Bosch. I auditioned for Bosch earlier in the week. So, you know, I'm always out there swinging. Just need somebody else to, you know, cast me. So, but that'll happen.
I think all of you things that you've been on have been really, really good, and just, you know, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, when you have another project or anything, like David, you know, because then we can tell everyone. And I'm gonna let David ask you a couple. No, I'm gonna bring on. Let's see. Who's been nicer to me lately, Bobby or David?
Yeah.
I know. I'm gonna bring Bobby on. So not because Bobby's been nicer to me. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Where do you live? Where are you from?
I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I get Spectrum on my cable service, so I'm gonna try to see if it's on. So I'll see if it's on demand or not.
Because I thought about watching it
when I heard that Rebecca Buddy, who just returned back to General Hospital, was on it, but I just thought I don't want to just binge watch or watch a show, because it's kind of would be the equivalent to having me watch Netflix and watch a show and just catch up on one whole season in one day.
Yeah, so, not that far. I think I'm assuming they shot 13, I think. I think I was in episode 6, I think. I'm not sure, though. Don't quote me on that. But, yeah, I mean, it looked like a good show. From what I understand, it's kind of not a spinoff, but kind of based on the Bad Boy movies, with the ones with Will Smith and was it Martin Lawrence?
Right.
So this is kind of like, I think it's kind of just dealing, I don't know if it's their why. I'm not exactly sure. I must have confessed ignorance, but that's what I was told.
Right.
But, yeah, if you have Spectrum, please tune in. I hear it's a good show. And I hear the episode
I do have Spectrum.
Fantastic.
So, I do have Spectrum, but so I'll try to maybe catch up with that. So, and just maybe bench watch one day. Because like I said, it'll be to me like the equivalent of having to binge watch on a Netflix show and just trying to catch up through one season.
Yeah, but it's not like you have to go back, you know, 7 seasons to catch up. You just have to go back one.
Exactly.
So that's good.
Exactly. But you was on 210, and I asked this question a while ago to TC Warner. What was it like working with the late Luke Perry, and is there any memories you have of him? Because I know that just talked about how you was on Y&R one day and some of the memories you had with Kristoff a minute ago. What about Luke Perry?
Well, I mentioned it before, so forgive me for those that just heard it, but I will be happy to repeat it because my experience with Luke Perry was simply great. The episode I did, I had a scene with Luke and Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth. We shot on location at a mattress store because I was a mattress salesman in, I believe we were like in Encino, I think, Encino, California. So we're on location in a store. So I got my claim to fame is I was in bed with Luke Perry. So use that as however you want. Could not have been more welcoming, nicer guy, honestly. I said earlier, nothing against them, that the girls were a little more aloof upon my arrival. And I get it. You know, they were, you know, the stars and stuff. By the end of the, within a couple hours, they were really great too. I mean, we were, you know, we were all three in bed together at some point. All four of us were in bed together at one point in the episode. But I had nothing but wonderful things to say about Luke Perry. He was really, you know, when you're a guest star on a show, you kind of get dropped in the middle of this machine that's going every day. And they don't have to. Most do, but you know, it'd be easy for them just to kind of do their thing. But he was just came and shook my hand, said, "Welcome to the set, man. We're really glad you're here. You know, we're gonna have a good time." And you know, we talked about other stuff. I can't remember; it's a long time ago. But you know, I mean, it's really nice when you're welcomed in that environment, as opposed to like just kind of standing there going, "Well, where should I go now? Where do I sit?" You know. So that was really I mean, ever since that day, I've always said wonderful things about him. That's the only time I've worked with him or really actually been with him, I believe. I'm not even sure we've met again, but it was a very positive experience.
Right. And, of course, working with Shannon Dory was great. At least this was before she started going crazy and being the subject of tabloids
well,
and stuff like that. Luckily, I did not work with
Shannon on 90210. It was just Tori and Jenny. But I did work with Shannon on a CBS miniseries called Gone in the Night, and it's a two night miniseries, probably available somewhere. It's quite good. It's based on a true event of two parents being falsely accused of killing their children. I played Matt Dillon's her husband, and in the movie, and I played Matt Dillon's bad lawyer. They end up firing up. I played Shannon's lawyer. So I had some nice scenes with Shannon, and she was cool. She was really, I think this is post, this was probably, when we shot that. No, you know, it's kind of in the middle of all the Shannon stuff, I think. It was like 94, 95.
Right. Captain took over the role on 90210, I believe.
So we shot this in Omaha, we were in Omaha, Nebraska together for 4 weeks, and, you know, when you're all kind of hanging out at the hotel and shooting the stuff in the day. And I didn't hang a lot with her outside the set, but we had almost several scenes together and several scenes just the two of us and several group scenes with the family and the other lawyers. And I'm the lawyer that actually ends up getting fired, and then they got a good lawyer that helps to get them off. So,
yeah.
You know,
well,
it was great. It was a two-night miniseries. Back when they used to do those, I don't know if you guys remember those or what I'm talking about, but basically a two-night movie.
Either Lifetime or the Hallmark Channel have these movies like that.
Right. Yeah, the networks used to do it. This was on CBS. It was a big deal. I mean, there was a, you know, it was like during Sweeps Week, Sweeps Month. I mean, it was like they really promoted it. I was really excited. It was a really good part for me back in early part of my career. So I didn't get to work with her on 90210, but I did work with her on that movie, and my dealings with her were fine. I think maybe some of the ADs might have thought she was difficult. I don't know, but it didn't affect me.
right. I understand what the tabloids were playing out, and I'm glad she redeemed herself thanks to reappearing on the new 90210 and everything else. And I'm glad that her replacement, Stephanie Stinson and Vanessa Marcel, who you probably had missed when she was on General Hospital, came over to 90210 and just helped out.
I did not work with her, but boy, she's awfully pretty.
because you missed Vanessa because she ended up joining 90210 at the time, I believe.
Okay, yeah. She was like somebody's mom, or I forget what she played. Not a mom. She was too young. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't know her, but I know who she is, certainly.
Yeah, because you just missed her as Brenda on General Hospital at the time, because she left to do 90210 movies and stuff like that.
But then she came back to soaps, right, later? She came back to daytime?
Yeah, she came back in 2002 and won a daytime Emmy, and then went on to leave to do Las Vegas and Raise Her Son, and she's been doing Hallmark Channel and Lifetime movies since.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they crank those out, man. A lot of those. Everybody watches them at Christmas time too. It's so funny.
Yeah, but that's another good feel. If it's not daytime, maybe do a Hallmark Channel movie, because I would prefer you do a Hallmark Channel movie than play some sort of serial killer on a Lifetime movie.
Well, I did several. I did a handful of Hallmark movies, but kind of before. I'm not sure there was a they weren't like as hot as they are now, but I was in a movie called it was with starred Rob Lowe, Father's Choice, I think, or something like that, and I did a movie called Blackout. It was a Hallmark miniseries that I've never seen, and another movie called The Cookie Mobster. I play a priest in that.
I think I heard that, because I think, if I remember correctly, Daniel Parker, who was Emma on All My Children for a while, was in that one.
Hmm. Could very well be, yeah. It was because she was a little throwback then. Yeah, and then also I did one. It's not the same area, but remember the old Hallmark Hall of Fames? They were kind of like, major network events.
Because they were on CBS at the time before the Hallmark Channel acquired the rights to them.
Yeah, and that was like kind of a. They're always a big deal. So I did one of those. It was a movie called Little John. I don't know if anybody can find it anywhere anymore. But so I've had some dealings with Hallmark. Another dealing I've had with Hallmark, if it's interesting to anybody, is I'm on several Hallmark cards. I lived in Kansas City for a while, where Hallmark is based, and they use me as a model on a few cards. So I don't think you can find them anywhere. Mostly on the shoebox line, but they do take funny pictures of me or somebody else with me and come up with a funny. One of them was I was a guy lowing his lawn with a mask on. It was a Father's Day card. It said Happy Father's Day to the Lawn Ranger. So.
Oh boy.
But that's another tie into Hallmark I have, which nobody would even guess. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you get to David and the other callers, and I won't keep you on all night. But it was great
no problem,
talking
Bobby.
To you.
Lovely to all talk right. to you. Thanks for your interest.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, Bobby, I'm gonna put David on. Hey, David.
Hello, Kevin. Hi, Cardi. How you doing?
Hey, is this David? Is this David Burgess, David?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nice to talk to you. We send messages back and forth, but I think maybe I heard your voice the first time when I was on the show, but nice to kind of meet you, whatever.
Yeah, well, I have one question about the Bank Theory. You know, my favorite show. Okay, you are on Married with Children. I've seen the episode so many times. You are hilarious on Married with Children. We'll be working on that.
I'm sorry. You dropped out at the beginning. What show?
Married with Children.
Oh, Married with Children. Oh, yeah. Well, I have some funny stories from that, but it doesn't really involve the episode itself. But, yeah, a couple of interesting stories from that one. My role, it was a pretty funny concept. I'm forgetting what the character Al. Al was going to go compete in the Senior Olympics. He wasn't a senior yet, but he thought he could really beat everybody. So he went to do that to win some awards, to win some medals. So in the course that we went out for drinks after this taping and talking with Ed O'Neill and a couple other people, another guest star, and he was interesting because he's like, I think it was around Emmy time or something. He goes, we never get any Emmy. I never get any Emmy love with this one. People think I'm not acting. I'm like Al Bundy. Don't they realize this is good acting? He was kind of joking, but it's like, he's had a big stage career and he just hit the jackpot with this role. But, it wasn't Emmy material necessarily, obviously, in the world of Emmy world. But my other story from it, which is kind of embarrassing. This may not mean anything to a lot of people I'm talking, but there was a woman named Jessica Hahn who was pretty notorious as being she was in a tabloid thing with a televangelist named Jim Baker. So she became pretty famous, and then she was on Playboy a lot. She was a centerfold and did a lot of that kind of stuff. And she was dating I think they were just dating. I don't think they're married. She was dating one of the executive producers of the show. So she was around all week. And my dad, who was a big fan of the show, came to the taping because I knew he'd want to come. And at one point, he was kind of looking at Jessica. I said, "Do you want to meet her, Dad?" And he went, "Oh, yeah, that'd be great." So I said, "Jessica, this is my father, Stanley." And she goes, "Hello." And he goes, I've seen your pictures." So, and it's like, that's all I could think of was like, "I've seen you naked." I don't know. It was pretty embarrassing at the time. Maybe not that much now, but my dad passed away many years ago. So he probably doesn't mind me telling that story. But that was my experiences on that show. I was there for the whole week. Mostly worked with, well, the whole cast was there, but most of my stuff was with Al. But I don't have a lot. Later, many years later, though, I used to see David Faustino a lot at our. We had the same voiceover agent, so we were in the. We would go to the agency a lot to read for, you know, different voiceover jobs. I don't think he remembered me from the show necessarily, but we. You know, we chatted a lot in the waiting room and stuff like that. And I mentioned us on the show, but, you know, he was a kid at the time, so I'm not sure how much he even remembers. But yeah, that show, you know, it's still out there somewhere. I get residual checks for it, so I don't know what stations it's playing on anymore. But it was a show that was an acquired taste. First time I watched it, I was like, I don't know. But as you watch it, there was some pretty funny stuff on that show.
Yes, it did. It's very funny. It cracked me up. You don't watch it. And you're also on the press
And then you guys remember Amanda Beers, who was on the early parts of that? She was on All My Children years ago.
Yes, she's on there.
I remembered her from All My Children when I saw Married with Children. She's always on shows with children in it, I guess. I don't know. And she's going on to become a pretty big TV director, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's my Married with Children story.
You're also on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I saw you on there too. Was like working on
that
Fresh
was
Prince.
Yeah, Fresh Prince was great. The thing about Fresh Prince, I left that week so impressed by Will Smith, honestly. I mean, I didn't know much about him. I just, here's this rapper kid that, you know, got a show, good for him. You know, he just fell into whatever. But I'll tell you what, man, we were doing the scene. He was like, I'm not sure this is working. Kevin, let's just improv some stuff, you know. And we kind of rewrote the scene together. And he was just really on his game, man. He knew what he wanted to do. Everybody was working well together. I'll tell you how long ago it was, though. We before the actual taping, we all gathered in Will's dressing room I think he was playing some rap or hip hop, and we're all like dancing around. It was a way to build up energy. But I noticed on a little corkboard in his thing was a letter that had his Independence Day shooting schedule on it. So he had not shot that movie yet. I was like, oh wait, what's this movie? I mean, I didn't know what it was. Another interesting thing, back to the O.J. Simpson with my General Hospital story, it was during the O.J. Simpson trial, and many a time we were, during the week, they had TVs on back, you know, not on the stage, but like in the back area where the craft service or offices were, and so they had that TV going all the time. People kept popping back there to see what was going on. And another tidbit from that show, Milo Ventimiglia, you know, the guy on This Is Us, had one line in that episode. He had one line. He was at a party rolling a keg. I think he was rolling a keg through or something like that. So he had one line in that episode. And Michael Clark Duncan, who passed away sadly, but he was an Oscar nominee for The Green Mile. Big, cute, very big African American guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had one episode. He had one line in that episode. And then there's me. I had a major guest star on that episode. And I worked with B.B. King was on that episode. So I worked with B.B. King that week, who was also just like, could not have been nicer. And at one point, they just, after we shot this one of the scenes, they just had B.B. just started playing. So we had this little, you know, private B.B. King concert for the cast and the crew, just kind of sitting around listening to him. It was pretty awesome. Actually, when I was like asking him to can I get a picture with you, you know, and blah blah blah. So he took a picture, and I started going, wait, I need a picture of you on my camera too. So he made me get on his camera. So he was that kind of guy, B.B. King. It was a really funny. It was a fun episode. I forget the name of it. Borgie Sings the Blues. So Borgie Sings the Blues. So that's the name of the episode. But a lot of stories from that one now, actually.
Yeah,
I was recently looking at an old script, and I said, "Wait, Milo was in this episode. I remember that kid. Who knew?" Flash forward 20 years, and of course, he's done a lot of work in between Heroes and Gilmore Girls and stuff too, but
yes.
I like to think working with me on Fresh Prince is really set him, what set him on his career, though.
Yeah, but Mary Richardson, my favorite episode is always cracking up with you on there. Yeah, I say, wow. That's a lot of Mary Richardson. Besides Big Bang Theory.
But yeah, so really, and actually, one of the stories from that episode is at the audition, the producer like said that was good. I do it more time and add this line, which was kind of making fun of my own belly, and that made that he really liked that. That you know, I got somebody at my door. I don't know who, but oh, it's UPS. No worries. Oh, well, hang on. Let me see if I have to sign something. Hello. Oh, hello. Oh, hi. Great. Thank you so much. Okay. Sorry, I'm being on an interview right now. I'm getting a package, guys. Sorry.
So do you have any more questions, David?
No.
Sorry,
okay.
Guys.
Okay. Kevin, thank you so much for calling in. And please come back anytime and let David and I know when you have some new stuff and we will have you back on.
I will. Absolutely.
Okay,
hopefully I'll have
great
lots
night.
Of good, lots of news for you. Okay, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 All right.
Very good interview, Brian, and I was not picking favors. I was being funny, so there.
Well, thank goodness that it wasn't something else important besides the package, because I understand that sometimes it happens, and it usually happens to the worst of us, because there have been sometimes I've been on the phone with people, and I'll get another call and would never return back, or if somebody wants me to do something else, I would just tell them I would call him back, so I understand about his busy schedule and what he had to do with the package thing. But that's kind of the most unusual and awkward moment that I've ever heard on this show from a celebrity.
Well, I have a question before we go. Okay, so it's 9/11, you guys. So where were you when you heard the towers were going down?
Well, I was actually at the doctor's office when I saw the second tower go down. When I saw the towers go down, I was at a doctor's appointment.
Wow. Did you end up watching it the whole day, Bobby?
Well, I was just wondering. First of all, when I heard on the radio, because I was just flipping through radio and watching an old Seventh Heaven rerun at the time when it happened, I thought first one that when I heard something about a plane hitting the World Trade Tower, I thought it might have been a small plane or something like that. Then when I heard about what happened with the second plane, then when I heard what happened with the Pentagon building, I knew that it wasn't an accident, that we were under attack. So.
What about you, David?
Okay, I just got finished working the night shift at Taco Bell, third shift. I came home. I guess I fell asleep. TV was on. I thought, this is a great movie. When is the movie coming out? I want to see the movie. Then it hit the credits thing like twice. I said, wow, got the job for shift from night shift working at Taco Bell for 3 years. Third shift. And I thought this is going to be a great movie.
I was in bed. I just worked the late shift. I was working two jobs, and I was working at Round Table Pizza and the Mariners. And I did a shift around table that night, and we were supposed to have a game on 9/11, and it was like 7 a.m, 2 before anyone called me. And one of my spokesperson friends called me and said, "Colleen, no matter what you're doing, go turn on the TV." But he had to go because it was breaking news. And so I got up, I got my blanket, and I turned on the TV. And at first, I thought, I'm going to kill him because I'm watching the new Spider-Man a movie commercial. I really thought while I was watching when the first plane hit, I thought it was like a thing for a Spider-Man commercial or something like that. And then I'm watching a mall and waking up, and then the second tower hit, and I screamed, and my brother came downstairs because I was living with him and his wife. And I go, I'm not watching a movie, am I? He's like, nope. And I go, we got a wall on me. He goes, yep. And I was glued to the TV until about 1 o'clock the afternoon before I had to take my grandma to an apartment, and we found out the Mariners were, we would have a week off because they were not going to do any ball games for a week. And I remember going back on the first day of Safeco Field. And the freakiest thing was everyone was scared to go back, you know, because what this happened. And we were having a team meeting outside, which they never do a team meeting outside. And, you know, we were right by the baseball fields. And what do I see in the air? I see a plane in the sky, and I really thought the plane was going to hit us. And because, you know, finding out that we were on the list, the Space Needle was on the list, you guys. We were supposed to get bombed, too. For some reason, but once you heard that Pennsylvania went down, once you heard that the Pentagon went down, I knew we were in trouble. I knew nothing would ever be the same. And let me say this, and people are probably going to either hate me or love me for saying this, but if 9/11 happened today, I would be more scared for our country today than I was 18 years ago.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree, Carly, but our 9/11 now is all these shootings that are going on in this country.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I don't care if you think I'm putting this administration down, but if we were in any kind of trouble right now, I don't trust him. I don't. You invite the Taliban, the ones that took us out to Camp David, and then you resend the invitation. On almost
what
right is the 18th anniversary of 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
And you're so hateful to people, I'm sorry.
But,
you know, and, you know, day I had so much respect for Giuliani and how he got New York and the country through it. But today I have no respect for Giuliani because he's basically wiping Dumb's ass every 2 minutes. And
right.
I just, I just think, you know, it comes back to, you know, Alan Jackson's song, basically. Where were you when the world stopped tuning? It's, you know, it's very true. And, you know, I just
agree,
want
Carly.
America
agree.
To stay safe until until we get Biden in the White House.
Or somebody
that's
Democrat.
Well, Megan and I are going for Biden all the way.
Well, I'm going for Biden too, but if it's not him, it's going to be somebody else.
Yeah.
But I will tell you right now, Carly, this
and
whole thing about our president canceling.
I'm more upset about than ever that you had Congress today half not showing up for the moment of silence, and also what I don't really like that, you know, they don't want to show the footage now the Twin Towers going down. And I'm sorry, but that was a part of history, and I'm not saying show it, you know, 50,000 times on TV, no. But I think, that, you know, the kids that were not born during 9/11 need to see what really happened.
Exactly.
I mean, in my opinion.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah.
And I will just say one more thing about this Taliban U.S. Peace agreement that should have took place at Camp David. I found it funny because when we were have the Iran hostage crisis, Jimmy Carter invited Israel and Egypt to their peace court at Camp David, and it went on as planned. How come that our president, the same one that backed us out of a potential war with Iran at the last second, can't do that same thing?
Well, yeah.
On the anniversary of 9/11, nonetheless.
And, David, will you tell everyone who's coming on the show on Friday? We are really excited.
Yes, we got Jack Zeman and Brad Moore from Jail Hospital, Bobby and Tony.
Yeah,
I'm going to call in.
What?
I'm calling in.
Oh, why? Because you don't want to die?
It's our time, Bobby.
I know, because there is a threat of rain in our area, and it's going to be too hot, and I don't want to just stay out there for a football game in that kind of weather, because not right now, especially when the sun doesn't go down until about 7:30 at night. I don't want to be out in the sun for a half hour.
I don't like the sun going down early. I'm sorry. I don't want summer to be over.
Yeah. But like I said, I can make it. I can make it. I'll make it.
Awesome.
And then off your chest as far as the soaps as well that night. And I can make it.
Okay,
I just found out. But I found out also that the Seahawks game with the Steelers. Unfortunately, we're gonna end up getting the Redskins Cowboys game because we're in a secondary region for the Redskins and for the Cowboys. So we're gonna end up getting that game instead of the Seahawks Steelers game on Fox this week. Cause I thought it was on CBS, but they got the Patriots game on CBS.
Mm-hmm. And let's end the show because Carly needs a voice for Friday. But just remember, just relax, and Maggie will be here Friday, I'm sure. And so just have a good night, you guys.
All right, you all have a good night.
Night.
Bye, Carly.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.